prepare for a true revolution.
Actually, you can prove God exists.
Questioning tradition, because what you've been taught isn't always true.
The truth will set you free.
Yeah, the truth will set you free. We are Truth Revolution, and I am Dave. With me is Pastor Jeff of Revolution Church.
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
I am too, and this is where faith meets reason.
That's because we believe that your brains can actually have something to do with your Bible.
Right.
You don't have to get rid of either one of those things.
You know, it's what's really crazy is over the past couple weeks, I've been actually talking to people. This seems to be around me. I don't know whether it's just around me or whether it's just in general. People are starting to get really interested in faith and reason. And I'm engaging all the time in conversations about faith and reason, how you don't have to give up your brain to be a Christian. It's
absolutely
great.
You know, and I think a lot of that honestly has to do with your preparedness. I mean, when you know the answers, I think God is more able to use you.
That's true.
I remember one time I was in California. I was studying at Biola, and we had just finished this class on manuscript evidence for the Bible. Is the Bible reliable? And I got into a taxi and we started going somewhere, and the taxi cab driver asked me why I was in California, and I told him I'm here to study some stuff about the Bible. And I kid you not, he says to me, "Oh, well, that's nice. It's too bad that the Bible is an old document that's unreliable."
Wow.
I'm like, what a lead-in. Seriously, God, did you just do that?
Right. And it's crazy because had you not been studying that, I mean, that question would have just flown right by and the rest of the ride might have been just done in silence.
Exactly. And instead, we were able to talk about, you know, the evidence for the faith. And,
praise God.
And hey, that's what we're talking about today. There is an organization called Ratio Christi, which if you guys haven't heard of this yet.
Oh, you're gonna.
You need to know about this place, especially if you have students in your house or in your family or your neighborhood or even your city. If you have a student somewhere in the 100 miles around you, you should know about this organization.
Right.
So I think we hit most people.
That is most people, because unless you're living out in the middle of Oklahoma. Well, you know.
Well, no, nobody there has radio, so they won't hear the show anyway. So
I was thinking more of they don't have a university.
Hey. They have Oklahoma University.
Oh.
OU? Anyway.
Oh, me what?
Oh, brother. Okay, so we are jumping in today with Ratio Christi and President Rick Schenker there. He is on with us today, and he is going to talk about Ratio Christi. Of course, we're going to do a Bible contradiction as usual. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about whether or not our radio show even makes a difference, whether or not apologetics is necessary.
Does our radio show even make sense?
Well, sometimes. But Dave, I'm curious, the Bible contradiction today, who do we get that from today?
Where else?
The thinking atheist? Yeah. Yes! I love the thinking atheist. All right. It's a lot better than evilbible.com. Mm-hmm. So
I'll return to the evil Bible. I just had to take a break.
Okay. Well, with no further ado, I'd like to welcome President Rick Schenker onto the show. Rick, thanks for being with us today.
Hey, I'm excited to be with you guys.
Yeah, we're excited to have you here. I love your ministry, love what you guys are doing. But for those who aren't totally familiar with you, why don't you give people, you know, a quick 30-second, 60-second introduction to who Ratio Christi is?
Well, Ratio Christi is an organization that formed just a couple of years ago, and we are becoming a global movement that equips university students and faculty to give the historical, philosophical, and scientific reasons for following Jesus Christ. And Ratio Christi means reason of Christ. And so we focus our effort entirely on apologetics, on defending the faith.
And how did this organization get started?
Well, that history is a little longer. there was a student at Appalachian State who said to some of his friends, "Hey, we need to have a little club to do something like this." And so they just got together and formed something. And one of the students there was going to go to Southern Evangelical Seminary at the end of that first term that they had, which was the spring term of 2008. So he took it to Southern Evangelical Seminary and said, "Hey, we should start one of these at one of the schools in Charlotte." And so they started a chapter at UNC Charlotte. And then I guess they sort of realized, geez, we're students. How are we going to run this thing if it becomes something? And so they talked to the folks at Southern Evangelical Seminary who said, "Yeah, let's make this a student-run ministry of the Southern Evangelical Seminary." And they did, and put a website up. And They got a lot of traction immediately. Within a year, they had chapters at Ohio State, Texas A&M, and NC State.
That's awesome.
Now, Texas A&M is dangerously close to Oklahoma. I would just point that out.
And it's a very vibrant chapter, I'll tell you.
Oh, right on.
That's good.
But anyway, within a year after that, they had five more chapters, so they had 10 total, including one that started in South Africa.
Wow.
And that's about the time when I came on the scene in February of 2011, where the seminary said, okay, you know, this could be big. Let's spin this off, make it its own corporation, let it have its own staff, and let's see what it can become. And since then, it's just grown like crazy. I mean, we started with those 10 chapters in February 2011. Now, I think last count, we're at 105.
Wow.
105 chapters.
That is growth, man.
Now, are all of these chapters at Christian universities?
No, most of them are at secular universities, although we did make the decision to start opening up some chapters at Christian universities.
Yeah, and he did mention Ohio State a couple minutes ago there, Jeff.
That's true. Well, isn't everyone in Ohio a Christian? Just kidding. Okay, so
I don't think so.
So that's interesting. I don't know why. For some reason, I was thinking it started at a seminary, but you've got a lot of them at secular universities. What about Kansas? Do you know off the top of your head, you know, some of the places in Kansas where you have some chapters?
No, but I've seen some inquiries come in recently for some universities in Kansas. I don't know which ones those are, but you know, what we do is we don't go around looking for students to start chapters or churches, although if they're interested, they can get a hold of us and say, hey, we want one at this university. What we look for is trained apologists like yourself, and then we work with those trained apologists to go onto the campus, start working with students, and start a chapter.
That's interesting. Now, you said you look for trained apologists such as myself, and I just want to point out for any of our listeners here, some of you may be qualified to help start a chapter or to work with a chapter.
Mm-hmm.
You guys at Ratio Christi, you're not simply looking for people who have master's degrees in Christian apologetics and host a radio show. You're looking for people who have some training, but not necessarily everything we do, right?
Yeah, that's right. We have a lot of self-trained apologists, and we interview them and select many of them, you know, to move forward. Sometimes we'll ask them to add some training to, you know, the training they've done, for instance, to get the Christian certificate in apologetics at Biola, just to broaden out mm-hmm. their understanding of all the various areas there is in apologetics. We also recruit folks from, say, Reasons to Believe and folks that have been through Frank Turk's cross-examine course.
Good.
Because we realize that not everybody's going to get a master's degree in apologetics, but there's some really good apologists out there who have just self-studied mm-hmm. and become very good at it.
Absolutely. You know, speaking of Reasons to Believe,
mm-hmm.
I want to point out to your listeners that we still have a few of these booklets, 10 Breakthroughs of 2012, that was given to us by Reasons to Believe a few weeks ago, and we are giving those out for free to our listeners. If you remember, a couple weeks ago, we had on Dr. Rana,
yep.
and actually, I don't know if you've had a chance to speak with him much, Rick, but that guy has got a mind that's just amazing. And
he does.
Yeah.
He does. In fact, I was with him last night at Rutgers University, where he was doing a presentation for one of our chapters, and he was incredible.
What did he speak on last night, if you remember?
Basically, our faith and science enemies, and does the Christian worldview and science fit together?
Gotcha. That's mm-hmm. awesome. See, on the show last week, or 2 weeks ago, he spoke about the ENCODE project, the DNA project, about how we used to assume that our DNA contained lots of junk, evolutionary trails that were unnecessary, but that's not the case anymore. We've found out that pretty much all of our DNA is usable and useful, and which is exactly what you'd expect if it was created by a designer. So,
right.
Anyway, we've gotten off track. I want to come back to Ratio Christi because you guys are doing an amazing job. You know, some people hear this show and they say, man, you know, I need my nephew, or I need my son, or I need my brother or my dad to understand these apologetics
right.
things and get into this more. You guys actually help train people to be good apologists. And how does Ratio Christi value graduate training in apologetics?
Oh, man. I mean, we partner, especially with the seminaries, that train in apologetics. We have a very close relationship with Biola, Southern Evangelical Seminary, Liberty, Luther Rice, and a couple of new ones that came online, Houston Baptist University, Denver Seminary, and there's another one, New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary. And this is where we recruit our apologists from mostly. Now, like I said, we also recruit them from Reasons to Believe and other self-trained apologists. So, and then when we got somebody that's self-trained, you know, there's courses at these other locations besides Biola that they can take to help them get up to speed in some area that they might need it. For instance, a lot of folks trained by Reason to Believe are really good at science apologetics, but they don't have all the historical and philosophical background that's needed to work on campus.
Right. And so you want these trained people to go onto campuses, and then when they go to the campus, what do they do there?
Well, they do a couple of things. The first thing they do is they go out and meet with all the other campus ministry leaders and say, listen, we're not here to compete with you. We're going to focus on this area, and we're here to serve you. Then they start working with a group of students to form an official club at the university, start to meet with those students weekly, form that official club to get access to university property for meetings and university funding that comes for various events and things that you can do as a student club. And then, of course, we also require them to host at least one event like we did at Rutgers last night with Fuzz Reyna, at least one event on campus. Most of our chapters are doing one event a semester.
Okay.
And that's an outreach to the entire campus.
That's awesome. And college students really seem to grab hold of this.
Yeah, they do. It's amazing. Our clubs are small, and they're really designed that way because not every student is interested in that. They're interested in Christian groups where they can get a lot of good fellowship and Bible and devotional studies and discipleship. We really focus on the intellectual side of Christianity, loving God with your whole mind. And so, and we ask our chapter directors to mentor the students, really mentor them in this. And here's the incredible thing, and Dave, I think you said it, they've become so confident in their faith that they're out there on campus becoming incredibly confident evangelists for Jesus Christ among students and professors.
That's awesome. Hey, we're coming up to a break here. We're going to come back at the other side of this break with President Rick Shanker from Ratio Christi. While we're at the break, why don't you go over to ratiochristi.org and check them out. Of course, you can go to our site.
Truthrevolution.tv.
Truthrevolution.tv.
The is actually in there.
Catch you on the other side of this break. Hi, this is Pastor Jeff from Revolution Church. Not only am I the host of the Truth Revolution radio program, but I'm also a foster parent. Did you know that there are only 20 or 30 children in Salina that need to be adopted right now? Did you know that there are children in foster care who want to live in Salina, but are sometimes placed in other towns because we don't have enough foster homes here? I want to challenge you to consider foster care today. If you're interested in doing foster care, go to kfapa.com. That's K-F-A-P-A, as in the Kansas Foster and Adoptive Parent Association.com. K-F-A-P-A.com, and get more information. You can request information, email and ask any questions you want, or possibly even sign up to take a class about foster parenting. It's easier and more difficult than you'd ever imagine, but it's also more rewarding than you'd ever imagine. Consider fostering and helping a child in need today.
You're invited to Revolution Church this Sunday. Don't wear a suit and tie. Nobody else does. Just come as you are. Revolution Church has a special kids program planned, rocking music, and teaching that actually matters for real life. 10:15 this Sunday morning. Just music, teaching, and a program for the kids. 10:15 this Sunday morning. Check us out online, salinarevolution.com. www.salinarevolution.com.
Truth Revolution.
And we are back. We're talking with ratiochristi.org.
That's right, and President Rick Shanker. I want to thank you again for being on the show today. Hey, to all our listeners, don't worry. We're going to hit the Bible contradiction.
Mm-hmm.
One time we forgot to do it, and I got a brick through my window.
True story.
It was from Dave, yeah. But we're gonna do it. So
I want to do my part of the show, man.
But hey, before we get into this, I just want to ask the question. Do we actually need apologetics?
Really?
Is Ratio Christi a waste of time? Is Truth Revolution a waste of time?
Right. Is actually learning about God a waste of time?
Yeah. I mean, Rick, have you ever encountered anyone who has said apologetics is not really necessary? Have you ever encountered anyone who said that?
Yeah, sure. I get a lot of people in churches that'll say that and, say, well, what real value is this? But when I go on the university campus and I see these kids, are kids coming right out of Christian youth groups, heading to college, and 50 to 80% of them losing their faith at the university. And then I see them spend just a little bit of time in a Ratio Christi chapter and realize that their faith makes logical sense. There's evidence for it. It is the truth. And they grab right onto it and they hold on to it. And so we're reversing that deconversion trend by opening up these chapters on the universities.
That is amazing. You know, I was looking at some stats from Barna earlier today, and it says, they make the argument that we are coming to be a post-Christian nation.
No.
Yes.
Come on.
No, we are. and they actually released these statistics.
Not on my watch.
It says 4% of people do not believe in God. So we still have a strong 96% believe in God of some kind. But 57% of people haven't really read the Bible. 79% don't volunteer at a church. I mean, you have a massive group of people in our country who do not believe, who aren't actively involved.
That's crazy. That's almost like pushing us back to the dark ages, back when the normal person didn't read the Bible. It was only the learned people, only the priests and stuff like that. It's
right and
sad.
So when I hear people saying things like, we don't need apologetics, I just think you got to look at these numbers.
Right.
People are leaving the faith. They still believe in God of some kind, but they're not actively participating in it because they don't necessarily believe that your mind and your soul can fit together.
Hey, let me share something here.
Yeah.
Because, I tell people, listen, if you don't like apologetics, then I guess you really don't like evangelism.
Right.
Mm. And I just want to read this one testimony from one student at Ohio State.
Go for it.
This kid's name is Brian. Ratio Christi taught me how to share my faith more effectively. Well, before Ratio Christi, I found it difficult to witness to others about Christ. Well, with Ratio Christi, every week was an adventure on campus to witness to people. What's that tell you?
Mm. Right. That tells you he has now got confidence in his faith. And he is able to go out there and do evangelism because he knows it is real and he has tools.
That's it. You got it.
That's what
apologetics provides for people, the tools to share your faith.
That's exactly right. And, for a lot of Christians, they don't have that confidence. But when they get this knowledge and this information, they go, wow, this is for real. This is legit.
Right. And it's true that knowledge is power because it does give it to you.
That's right. I actually went out to lunch with a guy, a friend who was an atheist. He'd come to our church for a few weeks because his wife was. And we went out to lunch and he told me, hey, here's where I object to Christianity. It's this, this, and this. And I was laid back about it. But I said, well, can I give you some answers to that? And I provided some answers to his objections. And later on, he ended up coming to church more, accepting Christ, getting baptized. He's a great member of a church now. And I asked him, I said, what changed? Because it wasn't like I won an argument with him, which a lot of people confuse us. They think apologetics is about arguing.
Oh, you got to be right.
But he said, I realized at lunch, there were some legitimate, good answers to my questions. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, for him, it was like this light bulb turned on. Christianity is not an idiot's religion.
Amen.
And I think for maybe Ratio Christi is helping college students realize this. They can grow their faith the same time they're growing their mind.
Right.
Too many people get onto a college campus and they think faith is all a blind faith. and they want to grow their minds, so they study science, so they study their college courses.
And they think Christianity is not higher learning.
That's right.
And I beg to differ.
That's right. Okay, we're going to come back to Rossio Christi here because they got some interesting stuff going on. Rossio Christi International, Rossio Christi Prep, missionaries.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to do that. But first, we're going to go ahead and hit, you guys know what?
The Bible Contradiction.
Oh, yeah. Bible Contradiction today is brought to you by the fine folks over at thethinkingatheist.com.
Yeah.
So they're talking about Genesis here.
I like thinking atheists. I have a friend
mm-hmm.
who just posts a question to me on my Facebook account about a Truth Revolution show.
Okay.
And it made me smile because he was agnostic or something. And,
right.
And it made me smile. His question was so good. I had to sit there and think about it for a minute.
Good.
It
right
was
on.
A really good question. I like thinking atheists.
All right. Well, check it out. In Genesis, it talks about the creation of Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
And the people over at Thinking Atheist think that there's a Bible contradiction here. So in Genesis 1, 26 through 27, I won't go through the whole thing, but it says that God created mankind in his own image. In
yes.
his image, he created them, male and female. He created them.
Okay.
Okay. So it says right there, male and female, he created them. Let's jump on over to Genesis 2, 7, where it says that God created Adam. And then in Genesis 2, 21, says that that God made the woman from the rib that he'd taken out of the man.
Okay.
And then he brought her to him.
Okay. They don't like ribs?
Well, they're just saying that the Bible's saying either they were created together or separately. They want to know, is this a Bible contradiction or not?
What were the two chapters?
The two chapters, we're looking at chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, and then chapter 2, verses 7, and then jumping over to 21.
Okay, so chapter 1 says they are created together. Mm-hmm. Chapter 2 says they were created individually.
Right, and I know that you know the answer to this one.
We've
discussed it before.
I do know the answer to this one. Look, you take our CRACT acronym,
mm-hmm.
which is a way to resolve Bible contradictions. If you're new to the show here, you can go on our website, look up CRACT, and you'll get it there. The first C is context. The second, the letter R is revealed. You have to be revealed by the Holy Spirit.
Right.
E or A is author's intent. We go on and so forth. All the way down to the letter D. D stands for dialect. You have to know the genre that these people were speaking mm-hmm. in when they wrote. In chapter one there, he is giving a brief overview of creation.
Kind of an outline.
An outline. Mm-hmm. And so when you say that God created men and women, that's true.
It did. It happened.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
When you say in chapter 2, he's not giving a brief overline. He's giving more in-depth information.
Right. Details, man. Details.
Right. This is a slightly different genre.
Right.
And so when he says they are created separately, it's not a contradiction. You're really talking two different styles, two different genres here. I can say that my mother gave birth to two sons.
Mm-hmm.
I can also say that one year my mom gave birth to a son and 2.5 years later right. she gave birth to another son.
So would you say
that's not a contradiction? Yeah. That's reality. It's two different descriptions of the same reality.
All right. So would you say chapter one maybe is a preamble? Chapter two starts with the really in-depth stuff?
I would never say that. You said it and I agree with you.
Okay. Thank you.
And that's the answer for a Bible contradiction today.
Bible contradiction.
All right. Another one down. Another one bites the dust.
That was a good Dave. I like that.
Right on.
All right. So back to President Rick Shanker from Rossio Christi. Rick, tell me now, during the break, you mentioned that you guys actually recruit some people to be full-time missionaries. What is this all about?
Well, you know, you probably know this by going to Biola and get a master's degree. Everybody was sitting around asking each other, what are you going to do with this when you're done?
Never had that conversation.
Well, I had actually wondered if that university actually existed. I mean, you know, I see it on his plaque on the wall, and I was, you know, kind of wondering. But now I know. Thanks.
Yeah, yeah. No, we definitely had that conversation. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it's pretty common because there was not a lot of people hiring apologists just a couple of years ago. And then in August of 2011, we launched a full-time supported missionary program for apologists, just like Campus Crusade for Christ hires workers on campus that have to raise their funding to be on campus full-time. We do that. We help them with their fundraising. We get them through training, and we teach them our method of raising their funding. And we have hired so far 30 apologists to be full-time campus missionaries. I got about 15 of them starting to be active, raising their funding. We're hoping for several hundred apologists within the next couple of years.
Right on.
Who want to be full-time apologists on the university campuses. Now, we make them community apologists, and we give them lots of opportunity to do work outside the campus, too, including some of those other things that I told you, the international part, and what will be coming up new, Ratio Christi College Prep.
Now, tell me a little bit more about this international thing that you have going on. You obviously have one in South America. But yep. What else is going on with this?
And we have one in Brazil, but we pulled the reins back on that and wouldn't let anything new happen until we got an international director. We just brought on John Stewart, who's an attorney and an apologist. He's going to run Ratio Christi International. Hmm. He's going to run short-term mission trips. So, you know, if more apologists want to go on short-term mission trips, this will happen through international. He's going to send long-term missionaries, if people want to go live in France and be an apologist, he's going to set that up. And then, of course, we're going to also start Ratio Christi organizations, NGOs, nonprofits, trusts, or whatever they would be called, in foreign countries. We've got two going to be coming online fairly soon, Ratio Christi New Zealand and Ratio Christi Canada.
Wow. And now he is an apologist and an attorney.
Yes, so he was, which is a perfect combination.
Right.
Well, sure, because if you
technical
and that way, if you lose a debate, you can just sue them. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, you telling me that they're actually taking Christianity in Canada now?
What? They can't do that.
I'm telling you, the apologetics movement is spreading like wildfire around the globe, and we just love being part of it.
Man, that is awesome.
Right on. That was cool.
We don't have a ton of time left. Tell us a little bit more about Ratio Christi Prep, because this is not just for college students.
Ratio Christi College Prep will reach down into the high schools. We'll be launching that in October of 2013. We're starting to set up some pilots. Anybody interested should go to the Ratio Christi website, ratiochristi.org, and tell us you're interested. We'll be training mentors in local community. They'll be called Certified Ratio College Prep Mentors. We'll be setting up clubs at Christian schools, possibly clubs at secular schools, and then we'll also be letting mentors develop programs within churches and youth groups and various other venues.
That is great. And if there's anyone in our listening area that wants to set one of these things up, you can go to our website right now. Or even if you want to be tangentially involved, go to truthrevolution.tv, and we're going to put a link. I'm just assuming you already know about our site because you hear the show. We're going to put a link to the Ratio Christi website.
Right.
So you can go directly there in case you don't know how to spell Latin. And just get right to their website. You can sign up. If you want some help from us, you can contact us as well. We want to make sure this stuff gets going here in Kansas, as well as Colorado and other places we may broadcast to, except for Oklahoma.
Apologetics is higher learning, folks.
That's right. So this is great stuff. And, you know, apologetics, what we do on this show is not simply something for Christians to do as a fun exercise, although it is, as Rick pointed out, this gives people the confidence to do evangelism. And when evangelism is done, people can actually give their lives to Jesus.
Right. It's fun to actually understand that what you believe and what you have believed your entire life is true. And it's fun when you get the ammunition to be able to actually talk to your friends about it, because now you can actually make them know that you can have a brain and that you're not brainless to follow Christianity.
That's right.
And you bring your friends into the fold.
So, yeah. Right. Good stuff.
By the way, guys, I love what Frank Turek says. There's only one reason to become a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because Christianity is true.
Right.
And if it's not, then they shouldn't. But examine it, and learning apologetics will help your friends examine it and to see if it's true.
That's exactly right. We often say on this show, and I heard it from one of my Bible professors, that apologetics, it's not the door to salvation. You know, these arguments, someone's not going to hear this and suddenly fall on their face and worship Jesus and end up in heaven. Jesus is the door. But We with apologetics, fill in the potholes on the road to the door.
Right. Make it a little bit of smoother ride.
Right. If someone has an intellectual objection, we can help them overcome that objection with reason. And you know, just like Frank Turek was pointing out.
Mm-hmm.
And this is serious stuff, guys. Rick, I want to thank you for being on the show with us today.
I appreciate it.
I really appreciate you being here. Everybody, head on over to truthrevolution.tv. You can donate. You can listen to past shows.
Right, we even got truth shots.
Every day of the week, Monday through Friday, 60 seconds of truth. And also, we're going to have a link to Ratio Christi so you guys can get involved and donate there. I would assume they can donate on your website. Is that right?
Exactly.
So head on over there to ratiochristi.org or our website, truthrevolution.tv, and link over there. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back next week as we continue speaking about apologetics and the reason for our faith. Have a great week, and God bless.